In the Bible, it says God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. What does that mean?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how he can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of his name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we are going to be talking today about worshiping God. We just read John chapter 4, verse 24. Again, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. What does it mean to worship in spirit and in truth? The scripture says of itself that it alone is absolute truth. Why? Because it is authored by the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us all scripture is God-breathed. Some of your translations say all scripture is inspired by God. Well, that's not quite an accurate translation, because inspired means that it was written by men under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The King James translators got it more accurately when they said all scripture is God-breathed. So the scripture is divine revelation. The actual Aramaic New Testament says all scripture is spirit-scribed. In other words, authored by the Holy Spirit himself through the minds. In other words, written by the Holy Spirit as the true author through the minds of the apostles of the New Testament and the prophets of the Old Testament. So, God's position is that Scripture is holy and Scripture is his truth. God's position is, let God be true and every man a liar. Numbers 23:19. To be in the Spirit means to be yielded to the Holy Spirit. To do that, we must first be born again. John 3 verse 3 says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, which means you cannot understand it. And then in verse 5 of John 3, it says, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. What does it mean to be born of water and the Spirit? It means that you must first come into physical existence. When the Hebrew women were about to give birth and the bag of waters descended through the birth canal and it broke and the baby's head began to present itself, they said the baby was being born of water. So we must be born once into physical existence, and then of the Spirit, it says, we must be born of the Spirit, which means into the kingdom of God, by the born-again experience, which means inviting Christ into our hearts, repenting of sin, and asking him to be Lord and Savior. And that, with repentance from sin, seals our salvation. What that does is it opens up the Word of God to us so that we can worship appropriately by understanding the truths of the Word of God. Now, once we understand the truths of the Word of God, we can give God thanks and we could give God praise in order to worship him appropriately. What does the word worship mean? The word worship means to give God thanks and praise and reverent honor for who he is. The literal meaning in both the Greek of the New Testament and the Hebrew of the Old Testament is to approach with a kiss. When we are to worship God in our hearts, we are to pour our hearts out. We worship with our whole soul, our mind, will, and emotions, and our whole spirit. That's the inner man. So worship arises from the inner man, to approach God with a kiss and honor him and praise him and thank him for all that he is and does for us, for all that we are and have. In Luke chapter 4, verse 8, we read, and Jesus answered him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. In Psalm 95, verse 6, we read, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. We read in Psalm 100, verse 4, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So worship involves thanksgiving and praise, giving God thanks, giving God praise for who he is and what he does for you and others. Stop to think about it. There are a lot of things that you can thank God for. You can thank God for his redemption. You can thank and praise God for his salvation. You can thank and praise God for your spouse, your loved ones, your children. You can thank and praise God for all blessings, healings, and deliverances, provisions, and protections, and rescues, for all that he has done for you, for all that you are, for all that you have. You can thank and praise God for his creation, for creating you, for making you to know him, for making you a son of God, the scripture says, for making you a priest and king unto your God, Revelations 1:6, for giving you his son, the Lord Christ Jesus, thanking and praising the Lord Christ Jesus for going to the cross for you, substituting himself on your behalf, Scripture says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Do you know what that means? It means that you and I were supposed to be hanging on that cross, not Jesus. He was an innocent man, and he took all of the sins of the world upon himself to purchase that place in heaven, which he offers as a free gift to you if you choose to believe, which means to trust on him for your salvation, being willing to turn from your sin. He will clean you up. You can't do it. He will do it. I can go on and on and on about the things that we can thank God for and praise him for. You can thank and praise him and give him glory for the talents he has given you, for the career he has given you. There is no one who is unimportant to God. God loves all. The scripture says God is love. And because he loves all are important to him. In Psalm 66, verse 4, the psalmist said, "All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name." Psalm 132, verse 7 says, "Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool." And in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 29, we read, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory, do his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness." Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. See, part of worship is giving God glory. His name is holy. His name contains the same power that he has in him, in his being. And we give him glory for his works of power. In Psalm 95, verse 1 to 6, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are also his. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land." You see, we have many things to give God thanks and praise for. Scripture says, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are his image and likeness. You are his temple." Paul said, "In him I live and move and have my being." And in Galatians 2:20, Paul said, "I have died with Christ, and yet I live. No, not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live unto the Son of God, who died and gave himself for me." That is intimacy. Christ in me, the hope of glory, the scripture says. Christ living in me, the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of Christ living in me, in you, when you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, we read, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God." In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, we read, "Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart." You see, worship builds you up spiritually. You are affirming the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as your God, as your love, as your true spiritual intimate other. And God releases his grace upon you, and he draws you into him for more intimacy. Worship leads to intimacy with God. Worship brings revelation from God. Worship brings blessing from above, from God. Notice, going back to John chapter 4, verse 24, there's a condition to worship. Again, God is a spirit, and those who worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. So the Bible talks about vain worship. The word vain means useless. Vain worship. Vain prayer. What does that mean? It's not in spirit, and it's not in truth. Notice in that verse, those who worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. The important word in that verse is the word must. What it means is it's not optional, it's obligational. It's an obligation, a necessity to worship in spirit. So you must have the salvation of God in Christ and in truth. Scripture says, all who believe that Jesus is the Christ are born of God. Remember, we just talked moments ago about being born again of His Spirit. Scripture also says, all who love God are born of God. Psalm 100, verse 1 to 5 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. When you think about it, all that God does for you and me, all of His provisions, all of His protections, saving us from self, circumstances, and sin, revealing Himself to us, giving us His creation, loving us unconditionally, is it not an obligation for us to worship such a great God? He who gives us divine protection, He who keeps our hearts beating every second of every moment of every day of every year, and our lungs breathing every second for every minute of every hour of every day of every year, and we cannot give Him back some time for praise and worship on the Sabbath? Are we so selfish and uncaring toward God that He gives us life every single moment of every single day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, for whatever number of years our life is, and we cannot lift our voices in thanksgiving and praise and glory for all blessings, healings, and deliverances? That is a heart in which there is no love. And that includes no love for self, not just no love for God. That is a reflection of an empty shell. That means a person is spiritually dead. Scripture says, awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give you life. Turn to the Lord Christ Jesus. If Christ has a way into your life, Christ has a way out of your circumstances. He will reveal Himself to you as the living Christ, Son of the living God, one with the Holy Spirit. And praise and worship will rise from your inner being and come forth. Jesus says, draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. And you will now, with open eyes and scales broken off of them, demonic scales broken off, know who the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is, and they will kindle in you. They will light a fire in you of praise and worship and draw near to you, and you will come to know. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.